Welcome back to the show. Did a fly really just out of nowhere? That would happen. Wait all day. 3 months go by without doing an episode, and as soon as you start, a random fly. All right. Well, welcome back to the show. I know we were gone for almost 90 days. We'll address that later. Had some life stuff to take care of. But we're back. Welcome back to the Sean Madden Show. I'm Sean Madden. Here with me always is nobody. This is a solo endeavor. If this is your first time listening, we do... it's just random. I have topics, something that happened during the week, something in the news, something in my personal life. If you have any topics or something you want to share, DM me. Send me a message on any platform at I'm Sean Madden. I'm Sean Madden. Yeah, definitely appreciate anyone who sends a topic, a news article. I've had people do it in the past. Helps me get the show done. Or not done. What am I trying to say? Coming to you live from the new studio and new studio apartment. But according to the realtor, it's a one bedroom without a door. We got into a big argument on that. She's like, yeah, this is a one bedroom. And I go, this looks like a studio. She goes, no, it's a one bedroom without a door. I go, yeah, that's a studio, lady. If it doesn't have a, if it's one big room, it's a studio. She goes, no, it turns. It makes like a U-turn. I go, yeah, it's still a studio. Just because there's like a half a wall, it's considered a studio apartment. She goes, no, it's a one bedroom without a door. She goes, you could hang beads here. I go, yeah, that's my style. Let me hang some Rasta beads. Jesus, dude. I go, there's no door frame. There's no nothing. It's just a wall. She goes, yeah, it's a one bedroom. Are you fucking with me right now? Are you fucking with me? Is there a camera set up? Oh, just wanted to grab her like Batman grabbed the Joker. Just fucking hold her up in the air. And she'd be like, ooh, when the chips are down. She'd probably shapeshift into a demon. Like most of these realtors. I bet you, dude, some real estate agents, they just have no soul. I mean, any sales position, anyone on commission somehow loses their soul. I don't know why. You know, there's a group of real estate agents in Ukraine right now still trying to sell houses. Like, okay, here is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and then a bomb goes off. Everyone's ears are ringing. Okay, now it's a 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Where's your mailbox? It was here yesterday. I don't know. This bedroom now has a balcony, thanks to Putin. But we've lowered the asking price. Don't worry. Scumbags. Does anyone care about World War III? I don't think anyone does. I just hope that if a nuke gets launched, I'm about to pay my bill at a restaurant. You know, they drop the bill off and I'm like, geez, calamari was really $22 here. And then I just see a mushroom cloud out the window. Just start laughing like a psycho. Not paying this. You see a plume of smoke in the distance. You're like, let me get the chocolate cake. Let's keep the tab open. Wish it happened the other night, dude. I took a girl out and she ordered the grouper special, but it didn't have a price. It just said market price, which is a giant red flag. You can't just be ordering on a first date. You're going to order a market price menu item, a mystery price. Dude, it came out to $52 for her plate. I didn't even want to talk to her after that. She's like, are you coming up? I'm like, are you coming up with $52 for the grouper special? I ordered it too because I'm like, fuck it. We're, you know. And it was good. I don't know if it was $52 good. But damn. Now I just have her saved in my phone as Market Price Maddie. Like, I'm never picking up her call, dude. That's a huge violation, ladies. If you're going to go on a date, don't order something that's a mystery price. What an asshole. Who was it? I forget what comedian said it. It was like an old school guy. Maybe Bernie Mac. I don't know. Steve Harvey. He's like, that's the fucking side of the menu. But yeah, no, I really don't think anyone is worried about World War III. I really, maybe a few people, but I mean, it's most people are just like, whatever, dude. Who gives a fuck? They really don't care. I just hope the missile lands directly on my head. I don't want to survive the nuclear. I don't want to survive the nuclear strike where you're just far enough to where all your skin burns off. You're just, I'm good. I just want it to hit me right in the forehead. You don't want to survive the nuclear apocalypse anyway. Everyone with an underground bunker is hideous. Attractive people don't prep for the end of the world. They don't. I've never met an attractive girl that was like, ooh, my gas mask just arrived. Girl, Sheen has the cutest gas masks. After brunch, I got to see how much ammo I have. I got to make sure I have enough 22 caliber rounds. You will never meet an attractive doomsday prepper. Never. Some girl doing a try-on haul. Let me show you, girls, let me show you how you can look cute and tactical and the end of the world. Hashtag doomsday prep. Any woman that's jarring up a 15-year supply of baked beans for their underground bunker, I don't want to sleep with. You come out of your bunker and be like, wow, everyone is ugly. I should have stayed in the blast zone. I should have stayed in the radiation area. Girl, I can't do brunch today. You know I have to get my generator ready for when the grid goes down. None of that. Been going on, man. I've had the case off my phone for the last 3 months, and I gotta tell you, the amount of people, the sheer number of strangers that feel like they have to say something to you is shocking. If you want attention, if you're like, man, if you're one of those people that's like, man, I'm an introvert, I don't know how to meet people, I'm so lonely, take the case off your phone and watch how many conversations you can strike up. People will go out of their way to go, holy shit, you don't have a case on your phone? Just all day. Whoa, this guy, living dangerous, no case on his phone. Whoa, bet this guy doesn't use condoms. No protection here. You're just like, dude, what the fuck? People care more about my phone case than the Epstein case. You could literally show someone your phone, you're like, look at the flight logs. Look at who was on Epstein Island. And they'd go, holy shit. Why don't you have a case on your phone? You could be like, guys, look, I have a video of Hillary Clinton eating a fucking baby. QAnon was right the whole time. And they'd go, dude, that's crazy. They didn't sell like OtterBoxes where you got your phone. Nobody cares, dude. I was waiting in line for food, and a woman holding a newborn baby leans in and goes, be careful with that phone. If you drop it, it's done. And I go, yeah, lady, kind of like your baby. There's no case for your baby, and I'm not bothering you. Oh my God, you better put an OtterBox on that baby. Leave me the fuck alone, dude. Yeah, I don't have a case on my phone. Like, what does it matter, dude? All right, now let's get into some crazy stories that I saw this week. A Florida, I swear to you guys, I'm not specifically looking for Florida articles. It just happens, okay? Florida school employee was knocked unconscious after teen's Nintendo Switch was taken away. This happened at a high school in Palm Coast, Florida, and was captured on video. The teen was charged with felony aggravated battery. So the kid was playing his Nintendo Switch, which I don't think I've ever actually seen one. Maybe I have, like a commercial. But it's like a handheld Nintendo device, and we got the video here. Yeah, the kid is 6'6", and the teacher's walking away holding his backpack with the Nintendo in it, and the kid just charges her, dude, like Ray Lewis in the fourth quarter. All right, we got the video here. Boom! If you watch it in slow motion, she turns around and realizes that she fucked up. She's like, oh, I probably shouldn't have taken this. And then, dude, he just launches her. She was like ragdolled in midair. She didn't even try to break her fall. She just went limp like when you hit someone with a car in Grand Theft Auto. Just didn't. Dude, women don't even break their fall. They just... I don't think women, like... It's so weird. Women never break their fall. They just... Like, as soon as you hit them, they're just that thing in front of the used car lot. Unbelievable. See it one more time. Boom! Dude. Kid could have been playing varsity instead of Nintendo. And then as she's laying there, he just ground and pounds her. There's like so many teachers around. No one does anything. Granted, I wouldn't want the smoke either. Guy's 6'6". Maybe don't take the giant kid's Nintendo. Was he even distracting the class? I mean, yeah, you shouldn't run the teacher over. But the way she was holding the backpack, you know, she was probably saying something. You know, and that's probably the kid's... The kid's probably not mentally all there. You know, he's just probably one of those giant, goofy kids that doesn't have his, strength or anger in order. And, man, he just leveled this woman. I mean, dude, let the kid play the Nintendo. You see in the video how she stutter-stepped. Like, there's a look on her face for half a second where she's like, oh, I should have let this kid keep playing Mario Kart. This is not going to be good. And then she just fucking got... leveled. Then he hit her with the ground and pound. He kicked her again. I mean, dude. Again, not saying what the kid did is right. I'm not defending him at all. I'm just saying. She probably knew that he wasn't all there and that he had an anger problem. Let him keep playing Mario. That's all I gotta say. What were you teaching anyway that was so important that you had to take the Nintendo from him? Darwinism? Oh, humans evolved from monkeys. And then he's just chilling in the back, dude. And you probably went over there, made a scene, snatched it from him. And as you were walking it down to the principal's office, he was in goal line stance, went over the top, and just sacked the QB. You know, the coach of the high school was like, where's this kid been the whole time? He's trying to get the, he's trying to save the kid from charges. Your Honor. Your Honor. We need a new tight end. Your Honor, let him go. All right. I'll keep him under my wing. We could use a 6'6" defensive end around here. Bro, the way she just flies is unbelievable. Like, I'm trying to think of how it's even possible. Yikes. It was at this moment she knew. She fucked up. I mean, just destroyed that woman. Well, I hope she's all right. I mean, how much time are we at? All right. I like to keep these kind of short, you know, 15 minutes to 45 minutes max. If I have a guest, I'll do an hour. But that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about this week. Just getting back on the mic here. I don't know how the sound is. It's just, you know, I had the foam and everything in my old studio. Now I'm just in the kitchen with the green screen and I got the marble countertop and the wood floor. So it's just probably like an echo fest. Hopefully the mic is good enough to where it can edit out the echo or the reverb, whatever it's called. So hopefully it sounds good for you. If not, I mean, I'll fix it next episode. And yeah, I just wanted to give a huge shout out to everyone who's been sharing the videos, especially on Instagram, man. I went from 8,000 to 20,000 followers plus in a week. The Florida Man videos have been taking off like crazy. The Zoom job interview, prank videos, whatever you want to call them. The stand-up clips. So I've gotten over 3 million views this last month total. And that's been just a blessing, man. It motivated me to, not only keep going, but to get back on the podcast. And just the amount of messages I've been getting, dude, and the amount of people sharing the videos. I wish that I could, reply to all of you. My direct messaging, my DMs, they're full. Not full, but I just can't get to everybody fast enough. But just know I appreciate you guys. Everyone that's, I haven't done the show in 3 months. And the last episode I did, I think it was right before New Year's or after New Year's. I don't know. But that was the last episode. And I just watched the numbers go crazy. And I'm like, man, I got to put out a new episode. But, I'm not going to lie, man. The last 90 days have been rough, man. I mean, it was bad. So I just switched everything up, my environment. I just moved down the street, but yeah, they were charging me so much at the other place. They raised my rent to $2,200. And I love how you tell people how much you pay for rent and they own a home and they go, wow, that's more than my mortgage. And you're like, yeah, that's how they fuck you, dude. I don't have $25,000 to put down on a house. So I got to pay $2,200 a month for rent. So I switched to this apartment, paying $1,400 now. So definitely saving some money there, which is nice. And yeah, man, just the last 2-3 months, just holy shit, bro. Just, I don't know, man. All I got to say, dude, is if you're going through something, just get to the next day. Like if you're having the worst day of your life, just know that if you can get to the next day, like I'll be real with you guys, man. The last 3 months, I finally understood how people just off themselves. Not that I would ever do that, but I just was like, it was just one thing after another where I was just like, oh, I totally get it. I get how people are like, fuck this, dude. Because, I've had friends kill themselves and it's just like, that haunts you because you're like, maybe there's something I could have done. But yeah, dude, no, I get it. Once you lose hope and you go, it's all for nothing. That's when your mind starts going down this dark, dark road. But yeah, things are looking up. Again, man, I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you guys come back to the show every week and just keep sharing the videos. If you like the show, tell your friends. I post the clips to it. Posting a lot of videos every week. At I'm Sean Madden again on all platforms. Leave a review. That helps. And yeah, be on the lookout for Get Good. I shot another scene. It's Jake Rica's show. It's very popular on YouTube. They got the pilot episode out. So just type in Jake Rica, RICCA, on YouTube, and you'll see it. I don't know when my segments come out. I shot a scene late last year and about a week ago. Which was really cool. So that'll be out soon. I'll let you guys know. But yeah, it was fun to do some acting. And, dude, it shot so well. They got the cinematic cameras, the sound guys, all that. It's a full production. And I just did Don't Tell Comedy. I did it out in California. But what it is they have secret locations. So if you buy a ticket, that's when you get the address to the place. So you just know the vicinity of where it's going to be. It'll say like Orlando. And then when you buy a ticket, it gives you the address. And the show was in a sneaker store. So there's a giant wall of sneakers behind me. And it was like 100 people in the crowd. And it was just so cool, man. Jake put that on too, so shout out to him as well. And be on the lookout for the clips. By the time you're listening to this, there's a new one on YouTube, and I'm gonna put it out on Instagram as well. But yeah, I got 15 minutes from that show, and I'm just gonna release all the clips. And some exciting news: April 1st, I will be doing a private event. It's already sold out. It's at a guy's house, giant house in the middle of nowhere, Florida. And he is friends with the Tiger King. So it's a very interesting house. I'm excited to go see it for the first time. I've been hearing about it for the last 2 years, and there's going to be some cool guests there. So yeah, they were like, hey, you want to do 15 minutes in front of their wrestling ring? They have the wrestling ring from like the early 90s or early 2000s, like one of the Raw, the actual ring that was used. And then they have like a whole walkout stage with like the pyrotechnics. But yeah, I'm going to be performing on the ramp of where you run down to the wrestling ring. It's an insane house. And then the stage has these giant stars on it. And apparently those are from the George Bush inauguration. They just have all this shit that they bought at like auction, and it's just like this crazy, crazy house. Basically, like if you give a guy unlimited money, they just buy a bunch of cool shit. So that's kind of how the house is. Again, I'm excited to see it, excited to perform there. Shout out to Miguel for putting it on, throwing me that gig. So I'll do it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time. You want to smoke something? You've seen him perform all over LA. Give it up for Sean Madden, everybody. What have we got here? A fucking comedian. This show's not going to go well.